Moncrief on News Talk.
Family dinner time seems to be increasingly under threat. A survey just carried out in the UK found a minority of people eat at the table, only 39%. 45% eat in front of the TV, while 2% just stand while they eat. We're joined by the hotelier and author of The Guide to Modern Manners, Noel Cunningham. Good afternoon, Noel.
A very good afternoon to you and a very good afternoon to your listeners. I'm delighted to be on with you.
Okay. Is the world going to hell, Noel?
Look, I kind of despair. And let me say at the outset that I am a great believer in making life easy for oneself. I understand the pressure that sort of certain families are under. I realize that mum is so busy, she's holding down a job and trying to run the house. Dad helping out, hopefully, or whatever. But I think that in the middle of all that, you must have certain standards that you try to, you know, impact your children in a positive way that will help them when they go out into the big bad world. Because a few days a week, particularly at the weekend, one meal as a family without the mobile phones, without it being on your knee in front of the television, I don't think that's too much to ask. And I believe so strongly that in doing that, we are helping our children learn about social interaction, having a conversation, not being constantly on those damn mobile phones or on their tablets. And you're just equipping them with some of the social graces that are still out there that are still required when we go out into the world of corporate and work life.
I would imagine as well that people, our kids, won't be learning basic table manners, as in when they are in some future scenario when they're grown up eating dinner with their boss, you know, they'll double dip with their spoon or lick their knife or that kind of thing.
I'm so glad you say that, because I always tell the story. I looked after Henry Ford when he came to Ford plant in Cork all those years ago, and I literally had to stay up with him overnight because he was jet lagged. And he told me a very interesting anecdote. The founder of the Ford Motor Company, when he was interviewing for senior executives, the last part of the jigsaw, he would take them out to dinner or lunch, and he would judge the final candidates that he was shortlisting on their table manners, their ability to converse, their ability to interact with one another. And I thought that's a jolly good way, because you're so right. I sometimes see our young people going off to the Debs. I would hate to think that they don't know how to read a wine list, or that they don't know how to use a knife and fork, or eat their soup, or what cutlery to use. It's fairly basic. And, you know, I wouldn't mind, but everything to do with etiquette and good manners has a practical application as well, because if you lick your knife, as so many people do, then you can actually cut your tongue. And when people start pontificating at the table, using the knife as a baton, it just drives me crazy. And I get so annoyed too when I see young couples out in restaurants for a dinner, a date night, no less, and they're actually sitting there on their phones. It's appalling.
Yeah. Are you seeing this a lot? Have you noticed there's an increase in that kind of behaviour, Noel?
There is absolutely no doubt about it. There is an increase in that sort of inability to have a little standard a few times a week at the table, at the family table, when we're guiding and teaching our children the niceties of social interaction. And, you know, I honestly always make this sort of joke. I buy all my family a milk jug, because my pet hate is when I go in and see the milk carton on the table. You know, it's all right in the morning if I get a bowl of cereal, grab the milk from the fridge, put some milk on my cereal, put it back. I do that myself. But what I'm saying is, when you sit down at table, set the darn table, put the milk in a jug, put the cup on a saucer, put a teaspoon on the side, show your children there's a nicer way of doing things that is just as easy and it will take you around the world, as my late father used to say. He said good manners and good table manners will take you anywhere.
Yeah. Also as well, perhaps to a degree that, you know, people are losing their appreciation for the food. They're just seeing it as fuel and just shoving it in.
Well, there was an interesting study published or a comment made by wine growers in some part of the world this week that said wine sales were actually down because the casual approach to dining and the tray suppers in front of the television were sadly impinging on wine sales. And I can see that because we have become a throwaway society. We want to sit down, gobble our food down, watch the match, and it's much handier to have a can of beer or a can of Coke that we can slug down in a hurry rather than the niceties of opening a bottle of chilled white wine, pouring it into a beautiful glass on a table, enjoying every mouthful. You know, it's just the way things have gone. And I know the great Irish public are probably sick and tired of me preaching about this, but I have always said, and I will continue to believe that, etiquette and basic table manners, social interaction, should be taught as a school subject. We used to do civics in the old days in school. That was really very helpful. I think we should extend that to include, you know, table manners, etiquette, how to converse, how to interact socially, how to do an interview. We shouldn't just wait to sort of when we're doing a degree and we're maybe doing business or employment to be told or educated in how to attend an interview and how to dress and how to converse and how to present oneself. You know, so I'm an advocate for all of that and I will continue to beat that drum.
Noel, don't go changing, and thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Noel Cunningham there, the hotelier and author of Guide to Modern Irish Manners.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.